Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today, doing an NFL Week 2 game preview between the Arizona Cardinals and the Las Vegas Raiders. So if you enjoy the video, episode, the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Let's get into this one, a battle between the teams. Who's going to get the first one on the season? Let's talk about these Cardinals first and foremost. Got the doors blown off of them by the Kansas City Chiefs. Lost 44-21. Looking on offense for the Cardinals real quick. Kyler Murray, 22-34, just shy of 200 total yards, 193, 5.7 average, two touchdowns, no INTs, sacked twice in the ball game. As for the running game, I mean, Murray led the way. 5 carries for 29, 103 yards rushing as a team on 22 carries. And for the receiving core, Greg Dortch led the way with 7 catches for 63. Marquise Brown, we all know the new guy coming over, 4 catches for 43 and a score. As for what all the team did, they had 3 fumbles as a team. They didn't lose any of them, but still, they still got to keep the hand on the ball, man. I mean, those could be costly. I know they lost by a lot, but still, they could have been a lot worse. As for the defense, like I said, I mean, the Chiefs scored in every single quarter. So not too much defense was being played. But leading the way in terms of tackles was Buda Baker, Jalen Thompson right behind him. Baker at 13, Thompson had 9. But the thing that kind of alarms me with this team, they didn't have any sacks on the day at all. No sacks, 2 tackles for loss, and only 2 passes defended. They get 6 quarterback hits, but just was not able to get to Mahomes. No interceptions as well. So they just could not get anything going on offense or on defense for this team. Either way you looked at it, the guy who's getting the most work was Andy Lee, the kicker. The punter who punted it 5 times. So, I mean, just not a great week one for Arizona this season. And let's go over to the Raiders, who also lost 24-19 against the Los Angeles Chargers in a close battle. And looking at the Raiders, Derek Carr needs to improve a little bit more on his just keeping the pocket clean, right? When I say that, 22 of 37, 295 yards, right? Looking good, 8.0 average, 2 touchdowns. But the real big questions here, these 2 stats, 3 interceptions and 5 sacks on the day. Got to keep the pocket clean on the O-line. Can't have your franchise quarterback being hurt. And also for Carr, got to make some better decisions. Can't be turning the ball over that many times in this game against the Cardinals. Rushing game, nothing much to speak of. Josh Jacobs led the way with 10 carries for 57 yards. The receiving core, Devontae Adams had himself a ball game. 10 catches for 141 yards, a 14.1 average, and 1 score on the day. Darren Waller, also the young man who got paid, 4 catches for 79. Brandon Bolden, 2 catches for 21 and a touchdown as well. Looking at this team also, they also had need to work on their keeping the ball clean, keeping it out of the ground. And when I said that, they had 3 fumbles, but they were able to recover all of them just like the Cardinals were. So you just got to, wear some gloves. You can't have sick them anymore. So just, go do some drills, get your ball clean, and, make sure they don't be dropping on the ground like that or else it's going to be a rough day. As for the defense, like I said, only 24 points, not too bad. Shut out the Chargers in the fourth quarter. Jonathan Abram led the way with 12 tackles. Max Crosby had 10. But also another thing, too, is just like the Cardinals, the Raiders also had no sacks on the day. They had 5 tackles for loss, just 1 pass defended as well, and only 3 quarterback hits. So that defensive line, those linebackers need to get to the quarterback a little bit more this upcoming week if the Raiders want to win this ball game. So looking at these two clubs, they're going out and getting their first win on the year, but I'm going to go with a final score in this one. I think it's going to be mostly an offensive showcase here for both squads, but I'm going to go with the Raiders getting the win in this one, a 10-point ball game, Raiders 34, Cardinals 24. I just think the Raiders looked a little bit better on offense last week. I need to see the defense step up for them. And as for the Cardinals, I need both sides of the ball to really come to play this upcoming Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. But I want to hear from you, the fans, who will win this ball game. Is it going to be the Cardinals? Is it going to be the Raiders? Let us know on Facebook, on YouTube. We love talking with you, the fans, about who's going to win. Also, please go check out our podcast, available every single day, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. We have tremendous game previews, history specials, team previews, draft specials, anything and everything football-related. You can find it over there at 100 Yards of Football. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, weekend, whichever day you're watching this, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. Let's find out what Logan Landers has to say in the next game preview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing an NFL Week 2 game preview between the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So if you enjoy this video or so to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. The battle of the NFC South. Let's get into it. Let's talk about these Saints. We know last week they had a war with the Falcons, coming back late, scoring 17 points in the fourth quarter to get the win in that one, 27-26, on a game-winning field goal by Will Lutz, 51-yarder. It was good. Let's talk about this team. Jameis Winston, back from injury, 23 of 34, 269 yards, 10.9 average, 2 touchdowns on the day, no INT, sacked 4 times. Overall, very solid day. Glad to see him back on the field. The running game picked up also 19 carries for 151 yards, close to an 8-yard average. 1 touchdown by Taysom Hill. 4 carries for 81 yards, good for a 20.3 average early on the season for him. Alvin Kamara, a bit of a slow day, 9 carries for 39. And Mark Ingram, the wily vet, 4 carries for 22. The receiving game leading the way was Jarvis Landry. 7 catches, 114 yards, good for 16.3 average. Michael Thomas, also glad to see him back on the field. 5 catches for 57. And Juwan James right behind him, 2 catches for 43. Thomas was able, even though the yardage wasn't there, he did get the 2 touchdowns for him. Looking at this team, they did have 2 fumbles on the day. They lost one of them, but they did recover 2 more. As for the defense, like I said, they stepped up really big in the second half. In the second half, they only allowed 10 points in the ball game. Pete Werner led the way with 13 total tackles. Behind him was Marcus May with 9. Now, something the Saints do need to work on, no sacks in the ball game against the Falcons. And also, they had, in terms of pass defended, they had 2, and they had also 2 tackles for loss. Also, no INTs for that defense. So, got to get turnovers ready to go, hopefully, this week against Tom Brady. Speaking of Tom Brady, let's talk about him. Let's talk about these Buccaneers. Got the win, we all know, against the Dallas Cowboys, 19-3. Now, as for the offense for this team, Tom Brady, 18-27, 212 yards, 1 pick, 1 touchdown, 2 sacks on the day. Bit of not the greatest performance we've ever seen from him, but it wasn't like he was just unplayable, right? He still did his job. The running game was what really carried this team. 33 carries, 152 yards, 4.6 average. Even though they got no touchdowns, unfortunately, Leonard Fournette deserves a tip of the hat. 21 carries for 127 yards, a 6-run average. Looked absolutely tremendous. As for the receiving corps, leading the way was Mike Evans, 5 catches for 71 and a touchdown. And also Julio Jones, the new face on the team, 3 catches for 69 right behind him. Chris Godwin, 3 for 35 right behind him. No fumbles for them. As for the defense, Devin White led the way with 8 tackles on the day, with Antoine Winfield Jr. behind him with 6. 4 sacks as a team. Devin White had 2 of those. Anthony Nelson had 1, and also Vita Vea had the other sack on the day. 7 tackles for loss, and 6 passes defended. Antoine Winfield also got an INT, good for 15 yards, so they were clicking on all cylinders. Scored in every quarter but the fourth, but at that time they really need to. Their defense was shutting out the Cowboys. Dak was only able to throw for 134 yards. They only ran the ball for 71 yards, did the Cowboys. So, man, the Bucs were just strategic, got the win, held them to under 245 yards, and they were looking clean all day. Got the easy – I'd say it's pretty easy win all in all against the Cowboys, starting off 1-0 on the year. So in the battle of 1-0 versus 1-0, I'm going to go with the early advantage in the NFC South. I'm going to go with the Saints getting the win on this one. I think the Saints, they had that resilience. They looked really good. I'm expecting the defense. That's the thing I'm expecting. I expect the defense to take a big step up in this ball game here. Maybe get to Tom Brady. You got to put pressure on him because it's going to be hard to pick him off. So get some pressure on him, and we'll see what they can do. So I'm going to go with the final score in this one. Kind of a lower scoring game here. I'm going to go with the Saints 24 and the Bucs 17. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Love to hear your comments on Facebook and YouTube. We go live each and every single week over there, of course. Check us out on our podcast every single day, Spotify Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to our podcast. Thank you so much. Please enjoy some college football, enjoy some NFL football, and also go check out our channel. We've done a bunch of game previews, draft prospect specials, and so, so much more to get you ready for each and every single football week here on the channel. I've been your host, Logan Lambs. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.